In this bulletin, a coronavirus testing blitz in South Australia as more cases are linked to a family cluster. Australia and Japan agree in principle to a historic defence pact. And in sport, women's basketball in Australia strikes a landmark pay agreement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Julia Carcatzel. Health officials in South Australia are preparing to conduct thousands of coronavirus tests today and over the course of the week in a bid to contain an outbreak and avoid a second wave of infections. Yesterday, the state reported another five cases. Four were linked to the Parafield cluster, which has now risen to 20, and one extra case is under investigation. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt complimented the state's swift handling of the situation.
South Australia is less likely to face a widespread community outbreak. We're not out of the woods yet. There's more to be done, but we are in an extremely strong position, and I have to say South Australia's response is a model of early intervention. Our message to the other states is please look at the results in SA. Please make sure that your response is proportionate at what the Commonwealth has set out.
4,000 people are in self-isolation. Some returned travellers in hotel quarantine have been told they will be relocated and will have to restart their 14-day isolation period. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is returning to Australia today after visiting Japan and striking several deals, including an in-principle defence cooperation agreement. The pact, called the Reciprocal Access Agreement, is a legal framework set to allow troops to visit each other's countries and conduct training and joint operations. Mr. Morrison says many significant issues were discussed with Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga.
Prime Minister, in any relationship, first impressions really count. And I can assure you, the first impressions on us both today, I think, have been extremely positive. And I look forward to a very important and very fruitful partnership between us in the years ahead. We have discussed our cooperation on science, on technology, on working together for a lower emissions and zero emissions future.
The Deputy Chief of Staff to Labor leader Anthony Albanese has resigned, saying she is the victim of a malicious, false, fake and defamatory attack. Sabina Husik returned to work on Tuesday after taking 3 weeks personal leave to deal with her mental health needs. On Monday night, she says she was targeted when an anonymous document was posted online, which contained defamatory attacks. Asked about the document before Ms. Husik resigned, Mr. Albanese described it as fake. In her letter of resignation, Ms. Husik says she no longer felt safe in the role and was putting her health and well-being first. She thanked Mr. Albanese for his support and wished him and his office every success for the future. Turning to overseas, and the chief executives of Facebook and Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, are testifying before a congressional committee in the United States, which is examining the role of social media during the presidential election. It's focused on their content moderation policies after the blocking of a controversial story from the New York Post that made claims about Joe Biden's son and his business interests. Twitter has also been flagging some of President Donald Trump's tweets as misleading. Republican Committee Chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, questioned the editorial processes which led to those decisions.
They're literally trying to engage in telling us what's reliable and what's not based on cable news commentary or tweets from politicians or average citizens. Nobody in a free society has ever had that responsibility before. When you have companies that have the power of governments, have far more power than traditional media outlets, something has to give.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says there's a major humanitarian crisis in Ethiopia, with more than 27,000 people now having fled heavy fighting to eastern Sudan. The conflict between the Ethiopian government and the regional government in Tigray has intensified in recent weeks. A spokesman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Baba Baloush, says the number of refugees could reach 30,000 or more.
Refugees who are now arriving at the pace of 4,000 per day are coming out of Ethiopia really scared, afraid, with the stories saying that they have been fleeing heavy fighting. There's no sign of the fighting to stop right now.
In sport, the Women's National Basketball League has finalised a collective bargaining agreement with Basketball Australia. It's the first CBA in the competition's 41-year history. The agreement will see players earn higher minimum wages, access improved healthcare, and receive improved travel conditions. Meanwhile, the New Zealand Breakers ownership group has a new member, current NBA star Victor Oladipo. At just 28 years old, the American Nigerian will become one of the youngest team owners in world sport. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy and 25 degrees. In Adelaide, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. In Melbourne, similar conditions and 28. Hobart, partly cloudy and 25. Canberra, cloud clearing and 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy and 22. Sydney, similar conditions and 23. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 24 degrees. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 28. In Cairns, mostly sunny and 32. And in Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 35 degrees. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.